USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Would a $1,000 check from the government make the troubles from the coronavirus easier to deal with?
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
How much?
I will be previewing that with the Republicans. There's some numbers out there. They may be a little bit bigger than what's in the press.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The administration is outlining an $850 billion emergency stimulus plan that is now being negotiated in Congress. The president was asked,
"Your former economic advisor said almost 100% chance of a recession. Do you see it that way?"
It could be. I mean, I don't think in terms of recession. I think in terms of getting it out, because when we're finished with the virus, we will win.
Investors were pleased with the prospects of the package. The Dow shot back up again over 1,000 points after dropping on Monday over 3,000. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents they should prepare for possibly sheltering in place in the next couple of days as part of the city's plan to combat the coronavirus. His remarks come one day after several counties in San Francisco ordered residents to shelter in place. Also, travel has become increasingly more difficult. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions.
It's possible. We'll see how it goes.
In Florida and in Oregon, all bars and nightclubs are closing down, and all restaurants are only doing takeout orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pair of economic reports have just been released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Retail sales fell by 0.5% in February. That's after retail analysts had predicted a 0.2% increase for last month. It ended up being the biggest one-month decline in retail sales since December of 2018. And the latest measure of home builder sentiment by the National Association of Home Builders finds that it's down by 2% this month. Those numbers, though, they say do not reflect the coronavirus or the stock market plunge, as they say half of the responses in the survey came in before the 1st of March. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An actor who was on The Carol Burnett Show and Wonder Woman has died. Lyle Wagner passed away after a long illness. According to his family, he was 84. Wagner played Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's World War II Air Force pilot commander in the 1970s TV series. Chris Pine plays the role in the current Wonder Woman movies. Before that, he was part of the sketch troupe on The Carol Burnett Show and the show's announcer. He had TV guest spots since his first appearance on Gunsmoke in 1966. Wagner auditioned for the role of Bruce Wayne in the 1965 Batman TV series, but he lost it to Adam West. Remember, you can listen to the news, past or current, online at usaradio.com.